I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson.
In the headlines, today is December 7 and Ghanaians go to the polls exactly an hour from now to elect a president and 275-member legislature. Queues already heavy at some polling stations. We go to our correspondents in the field. Peace Council appeals for cool heads in the face of possible provocation at any polling centre. And Meteorological Agency warns of possible rainfall at certain areas today. First, the summary by Jonathan Thompson.
The long-awaited 7th December polls are finally here. Eligible voters throughout the country are expected to cast their ballot to elect a president from the 8 candidates and 275 parliamentarians. Today's polls are the 6th to be held since Ghana returned to constitutional rule in 1992. Voting is expected to be held between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Voters have been advised to abide by the electoral laws and desist from violence in the face of difficulties at the polling stations. Chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, gave the advice on GTV's current affairs program, Election Platform. And the Ghana Meteorological Agency says it is likely to rain today as the nation goes to the polls. Principal Meteorologist Amos Nah, who gave the forecast, said the rains are expected in the coastal and forest areas, while the northern part of the country will remain dry.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Ghanaians are preparing to join queues at various polling stations centers across the country to cast ballots for a new president and legislature. Those landmark elections go to sustain and enhance Ghana's democratic credentials over the years. Radio Ghana's correspondents in the field are standing by to keep listeners abreast of issues at all the centers.
Well, reports are already getting in, and some indicate that some electorates have already formed long queues in anticipation of casting their ballots when the centers open at 7 a.m. According to our reporter, Georgette Cole, some prospective voters are determined to exercise their franchises here in the studios with us. Georgette, now, where and where have you been?
Well, I've been to about 8 places this morning from around 3.30 a.m. till about 5.30. I visited Nima, St. Kizito, Mamo, Bipik Farm, Newtown, Circle, Reverend Ennis Bruce Church, Kanda JNTC and South Valley polling station, all in Kanda and Accra Girls. And all those places, they are long queues, about almost 200 people, because somebody I spoke to, the number she gave me was 375. She was the 375 person to vote as at 3 something. And other places, they had the same long queues there. And with what they are saying is that they don't want to stay at home and wait till 7, because since we are now going to that biometric registration is a new process, they want to come and cast their vote early so that the machine, should anything happen, wouldn't capture their finger time, because they really want to vote. They are really ready to vote.
Now, some of the reports we are getting to indicate that some were there as early as 12 a.m.
Yes, yes.
And I learned some even slept there
overnight. At Saint Kizito, the man I spoke to said he came there at 12, almost midnight. The second person came around 1 a.m. And it was the same story at the other 7 places I visited.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Georgette. And we now have Bright and Trauma, our correspondent on the line. Bright?
Yeah, Jonathan.
Now, tell us, where are you now?
I'm at the Adenta constituency, and the situation here is quite different from what Georgette just painted. My first point of call was the ADMA police station, and I was there around 4:45 a.m. And Jonathan, as early as 4, about more than 200 people have queued up. And the most interesting thing is that when they are coming, they have their chairs already, their plastic chairs already. So they are all seated, you know, on the chair waiting for the Electoral Commission to start the voting. But, Abraham, let me say that the Electoral officers are ready. But as at 5 a.m., some of them are already seated. But they are just waiting for the materials for them to go, to start the exercise. I have also visited the Adenta Community School, whereby because of the number of population, the voter population, they've divided the police station into A, B, and C. And also at the Vineyard, whereby the situation that has painted is not different. We have a lot of people just queued up, waiting for the Electoral Commission to start the process for them to exercise their franchise. Let me say that Adenta has over 91,000 voting population, and they are all ready to exercise their franchise as of now.
Okay, thank you very much, Bright. We will be getting in touch again for further updates.
And correspondent Samuel Issa has also joined us on the line. Good morning to you, Sammy.
Morning, Barbara.
So where are you and what is happening?
I'm currently at the Emmanuel Gospel Polling Station at Abeka, the Okanye Queen North constituency. And as my earlier colleague said, there is a long winding queue of voters just waiting to cast their ballot. Some came last night and queued to this morning. I got here at about 5 a.m. this morning, and most of them were eager to just cast their votes and go about their other activities. I spoke to the presiding officer, Samuel Nana Ba, who said his officials are all ready. The polling agents are also there. They're just waiting for the electoral equipment and materials to arrive. Those haven't arrived yet. He's optimistic that he will be set to take off by 7 when voting begins. That's it now. That's the situation here. Other polling stations that we said had the same story to report. Long, winding queues of voters just waiting to cast their ballot.
And have you perchance spoken to any of the electorate, Ed? Yeah.
Yes. One lady I spoke to said she had left her family to come and vote because she was eager to see her preferred leader come into power. So she was not going to sit back and have the things to take care by surprise. So she was there despite the harrowing rain falling and all that. So just eager to cast their ballot.
All right, thank you, correspondent Samuel Issa.
Well, from Accra we move to the western region where we have Mary Aziz today on the line. And Mary?
Yeah, hello.
What's the situation in the western region?
Well, over here I've been to a few police stations. At the moment I am at the one at Anaji, it's a suburb of Takoradi. And there are lots of people here, about 400 I can say. And some came here as early as 4 a.m. And there is one lady who said she came here at 2, but the place was so dark, so she went home and then she came back. There are lots of people here waiting to cast their vote.
Now, what time did they turn up at the stations?
One lady said she came here at 2, but this place was too dark, so she went and then she came back around 3. People, others are saying they came around 4, 5, and then some are still coming. Some are still coming, yes.
But have the electoral officers been there?
No, the electoral officers are not here at the moment. But there are, the agents are here, there are also Codeo, a lot of organizations are here setting up. And then people are in a good mood. People want to vote and go home early.
Well, thank you very much, Mary Aziz Tunde.
Yes.
Okay, and we still are going to our correspondents from Ashanti region. Nicholas Osaiwusu is on the line. Nicholas?
Hello, Thompson.
Tell us what's going on.
Kumasi, we have already visited a number of the centers in 3 of the constituencies we have in the metropolis. We have been at the Asukwa constituency, Subin, and then Asawase constituencies. And all those places we have already visited, the some queues had already been started forming already as at the time we went there. In fact, we went there as early as 3:15 a.m. And when we got to inside, the center is an escort, inside escort center. The first person to have arrived there, one Mr. Dodu, he claims to have reported there at about 10:30 last night, so that he will not be overtaken by events. According to him, he is a commercial driver and he wants to go through the process as early as possible so that he can go back to continue his business. Then we also went to Asukwa Mekum DHS Center, and then at the Amankwetia DHS Center in the Subin constituency, and then to the Roman Catholic Center at Asuase constituency. All those places we went, there were some queue. The numbers were not so significant or so huge, but it was significant. Apart from Asuase, where the number was getting to about 100, the other places range between 4 and then 50. That is the situation. The one important observation I made was that at Asawase, where the number was quite significant, some people had already joined the queue, but because they had to take care of other domestic chores, they had to leave certain variable other items to replace them so that when they returned to the centers, they wouldn't have to struggle for their rightful positions. And all those places we went, there wasn't any act of misunderstanding. Everything was in order. There's quite peace there. And that has significantly, because some of the people started arriving as early as 10:30 p.m. last night, there were some community volunteer squads of members who were on hand to provide duty for them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nicholas Osewusu.
Mutala is on the line from the northern region. Mutala.
Hello, good morning.
So what can you also tell us about what you've observed?
It is an exciting and clear day here in the northern region. I'm precisely at the Damasco polling station that is in the newly created Sanargu district. It is about 6:10 now, and I can see more than 80 people in a long queue waiting for voting to start. EC officials are preparing to begin the day. The ballot boxes, everything is set, and they are just waiting for the time to reach, and then they will all start the voting process. It is a very, very calm atmosphere here today.
Have you spoken to any of them, the electorate, and what have they told you?
Well, they are all excited. Turnout, I believe, is going to be very, very high, considering the fact that yesterday, as I spoke to people, everybody is eager to come out here and cast his or her vote. And it is also very interesting because for most of them, this is the first time they are going to take part in the biometric voting exercise. So it's like they just can't wait to cast their ballot.
Elsewhere, the electorate started queuing as early as midnight. What can you see about the northern region?
Now here, the first and second persons are not here, but they do have stones representing their position. The third guy told me he got here about 3:45 a.m. So I don't know what time exactly the first and second guys actually reached here. But the third guy told me when he got here, there were already two persons waiting in the queue for voting.
All right. Thank you for the information, Murtala.
You're welcome.
It's from the northern region.
Swala Abdul Wahab from the Upper West region is here with us. Is on the line. Swala?
Hello, Jonathan.
Now, tell us, what is going on there?
That I'm currently at Kambale police station, where the electoral officials are setting up. They are preparing the place for the exercise to take off. I have visited about 6 police stations as of now, and at all the police stations, there were long queues. In fact, some claims they were there as early as 2 a.m. while others were there around 5, they left for prayer and came back. But as at where I am currently, there is a little bit problem concerning the queues that have been formed here. Those who were here early this morning appear to be those who are going to cast their votes later, because the electoral officials have decided to shift the position of the polling stations more. And those who came early I'm not too happy with that because another new queue has been formed and there is a little confusion here as I speak to you.
Well, we hope that confusion is resolved early. Thank you very much for joining us.
And from the Upper West region, we go to the Upper East region where Joyce Kantam Kolamong is standing by to tell us where she is and what is happening. Joyce, over to you.
As of now, I'm at Zamsek Station B, where I just finished talking to the presiding officer. When I came, it's like the atmosphere here is very, that of calm, it's very calm. It's like, I talked to some of the people and they said, they came here as early as 3 a.m. to form a queue. It's like the education on for them to come and vote quietly has gone down with the people. And in the station, they have divided the polling station into three. That is Zamsek 1A, 1B, and 2, so that the voting will go on successfully. And the presiding officer, he said he's waiting for the party. Now, none of the party agents and observers are here. So he was here as early as 4 a.m. to wait for the party agents and observers. And the reason he gave me was that he wants them to see, all of them to see the materials before the start of the voting. And that he wants to work collectively and harmoniously with them so that they can achieve the desired goal. And I even talked to one of the voters. It's a retired nurse. She said she came here as early as 3 a.m. And the reason she gave was that she's not even going anywhere. But just that once she's a patriotic Ghanaian, she has the right to come and vote. So for now, the atmosphere here is very, very calm. And it's like people have joined the queue and they are waiting for the time to start, for them to tell them to start voting.
All right. Thank you very much, Joyce. Kantam Kolamong from the Upper East region. We'll link up with you in the course of the day.
Kofi Sichiamapobi is our correspondent in the Central region. Kofi?
Yeah, good morning, Jonathan.
Okay, over to you.
Yes, in Central region, I'm starting from the Snake Flags. That's the KE Commander Edna Eguafo Ebrim, Elmina to be precise, and I'm starting from the Snake Flags polling station. So far, we can see a handful of people who have queued, because the number is not that great here. But when I spoke to them, why did they come there early? Some of them indicated that they, after voting, you want to go back and do their work. So they are here early so that they can cast their ballot, and then from there they can go and do other things that they want to do. So basically, we are still waiting for the electoral officers. Some of them have started coming, and from here I'll be moving to Cape Coast. So what I can tell you for now is that the place is quiet. People have started trooping in a little bit, and then we are expecting people to also join the queue later.
Well, how long is the queue at where you are right now?
Yes, as I indicated earlier, the queue here is not that long because of the voter population. As I said, I'm starting from the Snake Flags, that's the polling station at the Elmina. For here, it is not that long. So, that, as I'm saying, that people have started coming in. Then voting will start at 7.
Okay, thank you very much. Kofi Sichiamapobi is our Central Regional Correspondent.
And from Central Region, we go to the Tema, where Dominic Nwoji is standing by to tell us exactly what is happening. Good morning to you, Dominic.
Good morning, Barbara.
So, how long did queue start forming this morning?
People started queuing in areas in the Tema region at 1 a.m., others 4 a.m., some came around 5, and as I speak, most polling stations have queues while the people wait patiently for the start of the election. I am presently at the Methodist Primary 2B in Dawenya, in the Ningo Pram Pram constituency, where I am told by the officials here that the materials have not arrived. I was earlier on at the Dawenya Old Primary Church polling station, where as at the time I got there, the materials have not arrived. And Mr. Jones, Avaivu, the presiding officer, told me that the materials will be coming from Ningo to Dawenya for them to have the exercise. Some electorate came to the police station, as I said earlier on. At 1 p.m., they came with mosquito nets to prevent mosquito bites in order to guard against malaria. I am told by the electoral officer for the Chai Osudoku or the Dangbe West District, Mr. Ntiama, that about 380 officials of the EC are participating in the exercise, who will help the electorate to exercise their franchise today in the Ningo Pram Pram constituency. There are 5 people contesting the parliamentary seat in the Ningo Pram Pram constituency. We have Nokte Mensah for the NDC, Sylvester Tete for the MPP, Ni Okai Mensah for the Progressive People's Party, Frederick Mama Marte for the Convention People's Party, and Michael Kwete Tete for the National Democratic Party.
Dominic, MPP. We have to end it here. We have another correspondent on the line to brief us. Thank you very much, Dominic Nogi from Tema.
We have Christopher Siedu on the line right now. Christopher.
Hello, Barbara.
Now,
that is Thompson here.
That's right. Tell us where you are.
Thompson, at the moment I'm at the EP pooling center within the Medina constituency. You know, Medina constituency was carved out of the former Abu Kubi Medina constituency. I must tell you, there's a long queue over here, but everything is in order. Some of the electorate people in the queue tell me they were here as early as at 12 p.m. and some were even here the previous day, that is yesterday, as early as 6 p.m. And the electoral officers are here, everything is in order, but I haven't seen any police officer over here. But the party agents and observers are also here. One interesting thing is they've created a special queue for the aged. And the reason for the long queue is that, you know, when the Electoral Commission started the biometric registration, some people from the other neighborhood thought they couldn't have the chance to register. So everybody came to the EP center over here. And so there's a long queue over here.
Okay, thank you very much, Christopher, for talking to us. Well, this is Radio Ghana, coming to you from Accra. Our major stories. Today is December 7, and Ghanaians go to the polls exactly 1 hour from now to elect a president. And 275-member legislature queues already heavy at some polling stations, as our correspondents from the regions have told us. Peace Council appeals for cool heads in the face of possible provocation at any polling center. And Meteorological Agency warns of possible rainfall at certain areas today.
The rest of the news. Security is beefed up for today's polls as the police service reassures Ghanaians of its readiness to ensure law and order in today's polls. The National MTTU Commander ACP Awubuntu Giawini, in an interview with Radio Ghana, indicated that some roads will be blocked to traffic this morning till the elections are over. This includes the road from the AU Square to Rich Hospital and the 2UC to run about the Holy Spirit Cathedral. Police personnel will be positioned there to direct the public to the alternative routes. ACP Awini warned road users not to use unregistered vehicles and motorbikes as they risk being arrested and prosecuted.
There are these problems that we experienced in the last elections. You realize that people must up around the Electoral Commission premises. This year, we don't want this thing to happen. So the road from the AU Square, that is coming from Osu Cemetery, up to Ridge Hospital, getting around to Cathedral, we are going to make it a one-way. And then we'll block the other side. The one-way will be on the side of the hospital, so that people who want to go to the hospital will have a chance to go. Then from the TUC up to, again, the Cathedral, we are going to make that place to a one-way. And then the other place will also be blocked. Coming from the TUC, the road on the right-hand side is going to be one way. That your left-hand side is going to be blocked. All over, you will see policemen who have been there to direct motorists how to go about it. But we just want to warn people so that those who are going to use that place will have alternative routes. In fact, there are some artillery routes that goes direct to the EC from these roads that we are going to block and make one way. Those artillery roads are going to be sealed off. No vehicle will be allowed to go through them. But like I said, policemen will be there to be directing traffic. And like I said the other time, no vehicle, no motorbike is going to be allowed within 200 meters or 100 meters to a polling station. No unregistered vehicle or unregistered motorbike, especially those who are carrying the DP and DV, are going to be allowed to operate in there in any way in the country. So those who have these vehicles should make sure that don't bring them out at all, because we directed that anybody who uses a DV or DP or any unregistered vehicle should be arrested. Because we have the view that these are the vehicles they use to commit offenses. And because we cannot trace them, they commit offenses and get away with them. So I just want to sound a note that for us not to get into any confrontation with our own people, that is Ghanaians, those who are using those vehicles that are not registered should not come out with them today and tomorrow, because we would definitely arrest them. And then we will take them through the due process of law. For the moment, even the information that is coming through indicate that the polling stations are very, very peaceful. People are getting the queues, but we are not leaving anything to chance. The security is beefed up all over the areas. I don't think that anybody can get his own way by coming to prevent any trouble. If you are coming to create a problem, we'll meet you squarely. In fact, we don't want these things to happen. We want every Ghanaian to have chance to vote and get away quietly. But if there is anybody who wants to start the process, we are ready to confront them squarely.
That was ATP Awubuntuki Awuni.
The President, John Dramani Mahama, has entreated Ghanaians to put aside their political and ethnic differences and forge ahead as one people with a common destiny as they go to the polls today to elect a president and the legislature for the next 4 years. He said elections are about context of competing ideas for the forward march of the country's democratic development. President Mahama said this when he gave a live broadcast to the nation on the eve of the 7th December polls. He said the country is bigger than any individual or political party.
For the sixth time in our fourth Republican journey, eligible voters will step out to deepen Ghana's democracy by choosing our leaders through free, fair and peaceful elections. On such a historic occasion, it is worth reminding ourselves that whatever our political differences are, Ghana's stable institutions, democratic culture, and the fortitude of its people have at each election collectively risen and made us proud as a nation. Fellow Ghanaians, an election is a contest between competing policies and visions, and must never set families, ethnic groups, and religions against one another. Out of this contest of ideas shall emerge a president and a leader whose character embodies and reflects our collective aspirations as a nation towards peace, unity, and accelerated socio-economic development. In all of this, let us remember that Ghana is bigger and more important than any of us.
President Mahama also said the surest way to sustain and enhance the country's enviable image is to go through the elections peacefully.
The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, has advised Ghanaians not to take the law into their hands when faced with difficulties at polling stations. He was speaking last night on GTV's current affairs program, Election Platform. He said the public should abide by the electoral rules and regulations to maintain peace in the country. The Executive Director of the Institute of Democratic Governance, IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwiti, was not happy about the level of public education concerning the biometric system of voting. He said many Ghanaians are still naive about the system. The CEO of CAB Governance Consult, Kwesi Efuye-Badu, was also on the panel, believes that voter education is not the sole responsibility of the National Commission for Civic Education, but for all stakeholders. He said all hands must be on deck to ensure that the citizenry is enlightened on the do's and don'ts of elections.
The principal meteorologist at the Ghana Meteorological Agency, Amos Nah, says there is the likelihood of rainfall today. This is expected in the coastal and forest areas of the country. He, however, said the northern part of the country will, however, remain dry. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Nair explained that though this weather condition is unusual, it is due to changes in weather pattern all over the world.
To end the news, the main points again. Ghanaians have joined queues at various polling stations across the country to cast ballots for a new president and legislature. Voters have been advised to abide by the electoral rules and desist from violence in the face of difficulties at polling stations. And the Ghana Meteorological Agency says it is likely to rain today as the nation goes to the polls. The news was presented by Barbara Yakubu
and Jonathan Thompson in Accra.